Here we go. Every year, this is a Money Monday, how to spend your money on building a Torah home. Every year I give a shiur. I know it's a good shiur because Avshai says he enjoys it. That I go through the books you should have in a library, a Torah home, and I explain how to use each sefer, and I have these big piles on the desk, and I talk for 2 hours, and then I get tired by the end, and people ask questions and the whole thing. So I figured instead of doing that, we should have every Monday, well, 5-10 minutes to talk about it. So first of all, what's the idea? So here's the idea. This is the idea. And this, what I'm saying now, applies beyond Sfarim. Okay. So Bezrat Hashem, you're going to get married, you're going to have a family, and Bezrat Hashem, you're going to raise children. So we're going to talk about whatever things you do. They're the things you do with your kids. But there's a background, there's a backdrop to your kids' life. What your living room at home feels like, what it looks like, what it feels like, the atmosphere in your living room at home is the canvas on which you're painting your children's chinuch, education. You understand that sentence? Your living room. What does it feel like in your living room? What does it look like? Do you even start doing anything? Your kids are at home. They're in the living room. So this is what, this is the atmosphere. This is the canvas that you're painting all the chinuch. So you want your living room to feel like a place that's appropriate for raising children, that fits for raising children in our world. That's why your living room should feel like a Torahic place, a Jewish place, a place full of Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is what? Lots of Sfarim. Jews read for a long time already. So what we're just, so the idea of having a nice, healthy library in your home is a good idea. It's a good idea, A, because we're going to learn why you're going to use all those Sfarim for yourself, for your kids. And two, it's a good idea because it's just the a base for your kids' chinuch. You know, if a person has a huge, you know, multi-screen HDTV type thing, and that's the main part of his living room, the size of this, board. Okay, that's one type of atmosphere in the living room. A person has a Sfarim, things like that. You know, a tape deck, a stereo with wonderful, healthy Jewish music. That's a different type of living room. Got it? So that's what we're talking about here. It's not, it's developing a feeling, a norm in the home. So I said $30,000, that's crazy. $30,000 for Sfarim? Okay. So some of you live in places where the homes cost a lot of money. Yeah, you buy a house. You buy a house for $500,000. You buy a house for $750,000. Whew, that's a lot of money. What if you found this perfect house and you think it's worth $750,000 and the guy's demanding $780,000. He's demanding $790,000. And you negotiate, you get it down to $780,000. So a lot of times you'll buy it because it's the perfect house, the house you want. Given the amount that people spend on their homes, to spend $30,000 on Sfarim makes a lot of sense. That's going to be the ruchniyus space of your home. If a person has money and he spends all his money on Sfarim, okay, so that's like a tzaddik. Rav Avad Yosef Zatzal had kimat no money earlier in his career. And he would save up mamish pennies and pennies and to buy a Sfarim. Okay. And then his wife would send her pennies and pennies. You know, they didn't have one aron in the house for their kids' clothes. And when she finally saved all the money to buy one aron, her husband needed money to publish his Sfarim, so she took the money and paid it for publishing the Sfarim. Okay, that's because they're big tzaddikim. But I'm not discussing being a crazy tzaddik. Crazy, I don't mean crazy as in like nuts. I mean crazy as in like amazing, wild tzaddik. A crazy tzaddik who spends every penny on... I'm not talking about that. But a person who spends nice money on a nice car or a second car or a boat person spends nice money on a house and beautiful chandeliers, you should spend nice money on Sfarim too. It's not a crazy idea at all. It doesn't mean you write a $30,000 check at once. It means over time you build up. You got it. These are the norms in the home. What does your house... I remember I mentioned yesterday my brother and who called his that my nephew called his living room a base medrash. Remember that? Remember in the other shir? So my brother, you go to his house. So, you know people have bookmarks in their Sfarim? Whenever you walk into my brother's house, you'll see a lot of these bookmarks all over the place on his bookshelf. You got it? So kids see that too. It's a healthy thing to do. So at least buy the bookmarks. Okay, whatever. Buy the book, put the bookmarks in. The kids think, and move them every now and then. All right, so here we go. Sfarim you have to have. Nach. This is not the right order, but I mentioned it yesterday, so we'll start with Nach. Okay, you have to learn Nach every day. Everyone must learn Nach every day. We completely brainwash in this year. I tell you what you have to do, and you're not allowed to say no. Pure brainwashing. You have to learn Nach every day. I'm going to give you three options to learn Nach every day. The easiest option is you open up the art scroll Nach that they have. You know the green art scroll Nach? And you read one perek in English a day. 3 or 4 minutes, depending on whether you slept in high school or studied English in high school. This is less than 5 minutes a day. This is less than 5 minutes a day. You read one chapter. Tanakh, Rav Shai calls it a good book. It's a good book. We read a lot of books. Read Nach. Just read it. Read Nach. This is Jewish history. This is Jewish life. The Rambam says Nach is the yisod of everything about how Hashem runs the world. The simplest thing you must do, minimum. No one. There's no excuse not to do this. No one can say no to this. You read one chapter in English every day. Better than that is to read one parak in Hebrew a day. A lot of us Hebrew is weak, so with the art school translation. Just to read it with the translation, that's already pushing maybe 8 or 9, maybe 10 minutes. Maybe. It's probably less than that also. That's minimum. Better than that is to learn a parak of Nach a day. You learn a parak of Nach either with Rashi, either with Mitsudos. I would advise you to have an English Nach with you to make it go faster. Those are the three possibilities. Some guys, they want to finish Nach once a year. If you go 2 prakim a day, you finish Nach once a year. Who was the greatest gadol, greatest posek for sure, the greatest gadol probably in the outside of Israel in the second half of the 20th century? Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's it. Rav Moshe, giant, super giant of everything. How did Rav Moshe start his day? Anyone know how he started his day? Take a wild guess because we're talking about Tanakh. Rav Moshe learned, very good, Modani, his learning day, well said, his learning day. That's tomorrow, Tuesday Tefillah. Rav Moshe Feinstein learned 2 prakim of Nach every morning, first thing he did. Where did Rav Moshe get his learning of Nach from? Who got him into learning Nach? But who was Rav Moshe's first Rebbe? Think to yesterday's joke with Rav Shai. Who was Rav Moshe's first Rebbe?
His dad.
His father. Rav Moshe's father taught Rav Moshe Nach. Very well said. Rav Moshe went to Cheder as a little kid. He was very advanced. So he was learning Gemara. That doesn't say the age. Let's say he's 6 or 7. He's with the 10-year-olds learning Gemara. It's a great story. So the first day in Cheder, this is the first word in the Gemara. That's the first word in the Gemara. So the Rebbe says, "What does that Gemara? What does the word say? What does it mean?" So Rav Moshe says, "He's just excited. His first day in Cheder. Itamar, you know he's mentioned in Tanakh. Itamar." So all the boys laughed at, because in Gemara, what is that word in Gemara? Itmar. It was said. It was taught. Itmar, not Isamar. Got it? So because Rav Moshe knew Nach when he came to Cheder. So Rav Moshe said he learned 2 things from that. From his first words in Cheder. Number one, he learned he was hurt. He was embarrassed. His friends laughed at him. He said he was makabel on himself. I'm not going to embarrass people. And he said, I can't. And Rav Moshe was very gentle in shir. Very gentle in life. In shir, he was very gentle. You said a wild, crazy idea that was wrong. Very gentle. You said a nice idea. He put your name in his Sfarim. If you read Dibros Moshe, Rav Moshe's Sfarim on Gemara, that he He gave shiur every Friday, and it was written up. There are names all over the place. So there could be these people walking around, like 70-year-old guys. Their name is in Dibros Moshe, because they asked a good kasha when they were 12 or 15 years old. Number two, he said, listen carefully, he said, I was wrong. It's not Itamar, it's Itmar. But I could have been right, meaning, theoretically, that word could be Itamar. So Rav Moshe said, I learned, there's nothing wrong with thinking out of the box. Maybe that's the right shot. Turns out it was wrong. And Rav Moshe, in his learning, was very creative. He said a lot of creative ideas. So that's Rav Moshe. Okay, so that's two prakim a day. You finish Nach once a year. So you must do the first minimum. Start today. We should have a sheer wide seum of Yoshua before Rosh Hashanah. Okay. And that's the minimum. The second one is a drop above the minimum. The third one is a good idea. Okay. Now you're learning Nach for yourself and for your kids. You want to have this set of Svarim in your house or accessible. I live within one block of three shuls. So I have a lot of Svarim out there that I don't have in my thing, but I have next door. When I need it, I go next door. This is the Judaica Press Nach. What is it? Number one, a very nice translation of Tanakh. Number two, a word-by-word translation of every Rashi. Every Rashi and Nachi translated. Number three, a summary of the classic Mefarshim. So if you want to go through a Perek of Nach and know it, and know like what the important discussions are. There's a famous Radak here. He quotes all the famous Radaks. There's a famous Machlokas of Barbanel in the Radak. He'll mention it. So you have this Sefer for your own learning. Especially to do homework with your kids. Your kids are going to have homework in Tanakh. And they're going to ask you for help. So if you know Tanakh, so you help them. If you don't know Tanakh, what do you do? You take this out. Abba, my Rebbe wants me to work on the third Perek of Malachi. And I said, okay. Take out my Judaica Press. I open it up, Malachi. We're ready to go. I have the English translation. Now, what's amazing about the Sefer? What's good about it? Very good. It has Mikros Gedolos. There's an Art Scroll Nach. They quote everything. But they don't have the page of Mikros Gedolos. If you want to learn Nach with Mikros Gedolos, with the English, got it? That's why all my friends borrow this Sefer. Because if their kids are learning something in Nach, and they need to help their kids with homework, so they borrow my Judaica Press Nach to use it. Is that clear? This is a fabulous set of Sfarim to have in your house. You're going to have the Judaica Press Nach. Okay? There are two ways to get this set in your house. One way is to buy it yourself little by little. That's one way to buy it. The other way is to marry a stark girl. My wife and I were dating before we were married. Then we got engaged. And now we're going to move into our apartment. You know, getting ready to move in, you know, getting everything together, organizing our new apartment. So I see her bookshelf. So most of my svarim were halacha things, gemara things. She's got all of Nach. Fabulous. It's a great shidduch. So now I got all these things. I didn't pay for any of this stuff. It was a great, I'm telling you, it's an approach. It's an approach. So you marry a stark girl. She had the fancy sfornos, this fancy meshachachma, the whole Judaica Press Nach. She has a lot of stuff, which I use all the time now. So, okay, well said. I'm not against. She went to Mechala a year and a half. Anyway, a year and a half, not just 1 year. Okay. Anyway, so I kid, sir, those are the two options of getting this safer. One is to buy it yourself, and one is to marry a stark girl who might have it herself. Any questions on the Judaica Press Nach? Any questions about this type of thing of learning Nach? Is that clear? I gave you the 3-minute option, the 7-8 minute option, or the serious Perek a day option with a pay. You can learn Nach with Rashi. Just want to rock with Rashi. Gives you Rashi in English. Again, you read this, you get a handle. Is that clear? Judaica Press Tanakh. Yes.
Maybe you should share the reason why we have, or maybe where the svarim go in the living room compared to where the TV goes.
Well, we discussed that. We're gonna talk about that. What do you mean?
In terms of where the children see. That was
the beginning. The canvas. That's the canvas. That's the canvas on which you're painting your kids' education. In my house, you come to my house, B'zat Hashem, you'll be there. So the way my house works, my Sfarim aren't in my living room. It's like a room downstairs. They call it the Beis Medrash. My brother learns at home, learns a lot at home. So his living room is really a Beis Medrash. Me, I try, but my son made a picture called, he wrote on a Beis Medrash. It's outside the room that I, where my Sfarim are. I should be zocher to learn as much as my brother does. He learns a lot. Anyway, so in my house, we have I put a lot of Gedolim pictures on my wall in the living room, instead of, because I don't have a lot of Sfarim there. But anyway, you got it, guys? Is that clear?